All right. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to tonight's Committee of the Whole meeting. My name is Craig Maladra. I'm one of the aldermen from the 5th Ward. And it's my turn on the rotation to chair the Committee of the Whole meeting. Let the record show all members are present except for Alderman Pollock. All right, we'll just dive into the agenda. First item on the agenda, it's my honor and privilege to welcome, the consent agenda? It's my honor and privilege to screw up right off the bat. There are no items for the consent agenda.
The minutes, yeah.
Oh, there's the minutes. Okay, yeah. So I need a motion to approve the Committee of the Whole minutes from October 25th. Alderman Vogelsberg moves. Alderman Hill seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Can I go now? Okay. What was I? Oh, I was saying it's my honor and privilege to welcome to the meeting tonight Mid-Valley Special Education Cooperative. My wife has colleagues at Mid-Valley. One of whom is my sister-in-law, Carolyn Vericle, and Dr. Kumbald, I believe, has worked with my wife on occasion as well. So welcome to Mid-Valley, and to lead things off, we have Tasha Morgano. I didn't mess that up.
Natasha, you're not nervous, are you?
Kind of.
So am I. Don't worry.
Have we told you you're on TV?
No.
See this little blue thing right there? That's the television camera. And this is being broadcast on the internet around the world and on Channel 10 throughout Geneva, St. Charles, and Batavia.
Okay, now
you want your own copy? They're $10.
That's
okay.
Good.
You're doing great. You're doing great.
Don't focus on the camera.
Yeah.
Just look right here and try not to laugh.
My name is Tasha Morgano. I am a sales student at Elgin Community College. I have a competitive job at CC's Pizza in Batavia. I am also involved with work training opportunities through the Mid-Valley Vocational Program at Homestead in Batavia, DePauw University in Geneva, Delnor Glen in St. Charles. I would like to introduce you to the Mid-Valley Director, Dr. Carla Kumbland?
Kumbland.
Tasha, awesome job.
Well done.
Good evening. It's hard to follow Tasha, but I'll do my best. My name is Carla Kumblad, and I am the new executive director for Mid-Valley Special Education Cooperative. And you probably know about us. We've been in existence since 1957. The members of the Tri-Cities joined together to serve students with special challenges that long ago. So we've been around a long time. We now serve St. Charles, Geneva, Batavia, Caneland, and Central Burlington. We serve students with special needs and special challenges. And special talents. The program that we get to feature tonight is one of our favorite programs. It was really one of the favorite programs, one of the first programs I went out to see, and I called it Polishing the Apple. It's really so great to see our near graduates finding such wonderful companions and partners in our communities. One of the biggest features of our SAIL program that I'm sure they'll explain is the partnerships with the different community members and the people who allow us to volunteer and allow us to work. And it's really a great and wonderful partnership and a really serious contribution to the citizenry of our community. So thank you very much for this evening, and thanks so much for featuring one of our favorite programs.
One second. The mayor just asked me to explain why the screen hasn't come down. We had a massive electrical outage in town today. And everything's back except for the screen. So just, you can use that one up there, though. I'm sorry.
Am I allowed to begin?
You are allowed to begin.
Okay, I just want okay. My name is Katie Morgano, and I am a SAIL student at Elgin Community College. I have a competitive job at Sue's Family Hair Company in Batavia. I'm also involved with work training opportunities through the Mid-Valley Vocational Program at Geneva Place in Geneva. Fit and Fun in Geneva, and Walgreens in Aurora. I would like to introduce you to one of our transition teachers, Terry Edwards, and one of our vocational specialists, Amy Rogers.
Very good.
Hello, everyone. Okay, Amy's going to run this for me, right? Okay. I am one of the transition teachers from the SAIL program, and our acronym stands for Students Attaining Independent Living. Basically, what our program involves is it's a transition program for students that are 18 to 22. They can stay in our program up until a day before they turn 22. We have access to the Mid-Valley School. We also are at Elgin Community College, as well as Waubonsie, and Community Business Partners is where we spend our time. We work a lot on independent living skills, and really the ultimate goal of our program is to help students make that transition to the world of work and independent adult living. Some of the components of our program, the independent living skills, as I mentioned, self-advocacy, which is huge for us, volunteer opportunities, and vocational training. So here's a picture of some of our students working on their independent living skills at our foods lab. We have a consumer foods class that is held once a week. The students then, if you look at the next slide, we'll show them out in the community. They do the grocery shopping for the consumer foods class. They have a shopping list to go by. They pay for the items, they pack the items, and if you'll notice, Ashley's down there in the corner. We really do stress the importance of advocacy in many different areas, on the job, in the classroom, at home, in the community, with family and friends, and meeting their transportation needs. This is a few shots of a few of the volunteer opportunities that we've been lucky enough to be involved with. And a new partnership that we've had is with Feed My Starving Children, which we just did a couple weeks ago, and it's been an awesome program for the students. Now Amy's going to tell you a little bit about the vocational piece.
Okay. I'm Amy Rogers, one of the vocational specialists for the Mid-Valley Co-op. Part of our programming for Mid-Valley through the vocational programming is in our classroom experiences, work training experiences, supportive employment, and competitive employment. Being passed out to you is our small brochure that we pass out to business partners to let them know about our programming needs and what we're looking for and how they can help with us. Let's see here. Sorry. There's so much to say. But what we're really striving at is that we want to get involved with more businesses. Currently, we're with quite a few businesses. Our newest one is Blue Goose in St. Charles. We're also involved with Geneva Place this year in Geneva. Day One Network is a recent one that we've had, and many more that you'll see throughout the list here. So what we're striving here is to get out to the public and let them know that we're interested in getting involved with their businesses as well. And what they're going to find with our students is that they're dependable, reliable, and honest young individuals. The business partners are going to find that they're going to have opportunity to hire these individuals with special needs to be within their businesses. It's going to be a good, positive public image for them. It's also going to offer the opportunity for possible tax credits by hiring individuals with disabilities. And it also gives back to our community school districts in representing our students. So, and what we're looking for now is getting into hotels, catering services, restaurants, offices, warehouses, schools, and city municipalities. So we're wanting you guys to help us spread the word to get us more involved. And now I'd like to introduce one of our other students, Ashley McLeod.
My name is Ashley McLeod. I am involved in the community at a few jobs. I have been working at Luo for over 4 years. I work 12 to 15 hours a week. I like working there because I see people from the neighborhood. Church and school. That's true. During my school day, I work at two different job sites in the community. One is in an office where I greet people, do clerical duties like copying, filing, certain and special projects. My other job is working at an elementary preschool with kids, and I help the teacher. I am an important part of the team. I have a job coach to watch how I do, so I can ask questions pretty soon. She will come in last. Even though I have Down syndrome, I can't be a part of the workplace. I need to belong and stay connected. I am a people person just like anyone else. I want to be a productive member of society. I would like to welcome Tim Stout. Aloha.
And that kind of publicity is the type of publicity we'd like to give many, many of the businesses and service agencies in the community. So that's why we're here tonight, is to have a little bit more exposure to the community. Our purpose, as you can see, is to connect our students as best we can while they're in public education and help them out along with our business partners so that when they leave public education, they have plenty of things, work, leisure, and volunteering to do to fill their day. So, thank you for having us here tonight. I think with our short presentation, you can see how We are excited and proud of our program and students. And as Amy said, we're always looking for new partners. Thank you very much.
Well, I thought you were going to say something. Okay. Thank you very much. Open it up to the committee. Any questions, comments for Mid Valley? All right.
Well,
thanks.
I have one question, Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Yes.
Perhaps I'll direct this to Amy or the good Dr. C. With respect to funding of Mid Valley specifically, is that done via school district funding or is it a separate line item from our friends in Springfield? If you could join us at the mic so we could.
Unless you want to answer a financial question.
We should also recognize Amy Rogers. Is it true that you have a brother who works for the city of Geneva?
I do. Oh,
Amy's brother works in our Department of Public Works and has threatened to beat us all up unless we. that's Trevor Rogers, so one and the same.
Most of the funding for Mid Valley Special Education Cooperative is through tuition. Yes, the districts all pay tuition for our programs and services. It's a little complicated, but that's primarily what it does. We have some federal dollars that offset a few of our costs, but the great majority of our funds come from your local school districts. Any other funding questions I might not know the answer to?
No, thank you, Dr. C, because I wasn't 100% certain either, so that's helpful.
It's a little complicated, but that's primarily our funding source.
And how many students are currently enrolled?
We have a little over 220 students in lots of different programs. We also serve all five districts for occupational therapy and physical therapy, so we have lots and lots of students there. But
sure.
In our programs, that's about what we have right now. Yes?
Yeah, do you cover the whole Foxville area?
We cover St. Charles, Batavia, Geneva, and Caneland, and Central Burlington. We have a few students who tuition in from West Chicago, North Aurora, but most of our students are
primarily
from the five, the Fox Valley area.
Doing a terrific job.
Well, thank you. I'm new. I believe that most everybody else has done a wonderful job. Thank you.
How new are you, Dr. C?
Since July.
Whoa, my goodness.
I have to say, I am a resident of St. Charles. I'm really happy as a clam to be in my hometown. So.
That's neat.
Thanks.
I hear St. Charles is nice.
I've lived there a long time, but I've commuted a long way to get this far, so I'm glad to be here.
Thank you. All right.
Mr. Chairman, wouldn't you agree that the three young ladies who spoke did an extraordinarily great job?
Oh, wonderful.
Definitely.
Very good.
So Ms. Rogers did not tell you ladies that you guys were going to be on TV? I think it's pretty exciting. Be sure to rewatch the broadcast. So, here you can see the chairman not beginning the meeting correctly and not having a tie on.
Exactly. We're off to a great start. Moving on.
What's it?
Oh, you guys don't have to stay for the whole meeting. You can leave anytime you want. What's it?
You have to close down the PowerPoint?
It's all right.
Oh, it's fine.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Quit. All right, moving on. Item B, consider request from the Salvation Army to solicit for donations on public right-of-way Red Kettle Campaign November 18th through the 24th. Army with an E.
Is there anyone?
No.
Second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
The motion.
I had the second.
Sorry. You got it? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Nope. All right. Item C, consider request from Geneva Chamber of Commerce for street closures, use of public right-of-way and services of police and public works departments for Christmas walk.
Woo!
Christmas walk?
Yeah. Second.
Piper and Flanagan. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Item D, draft ordinance amending Title 4, Chapters 2 through 7, liquor license fees and number, adding one Class B3 license for Monterey Place at 7 West State Street.
Move approval.
Second.
Alderman Hill, Alderman Brown, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No opposed. The owners of Monterey Place are here this evening. Would you care to say anything? Come on up.
Tell us
what it's going to be. What kind of restaurant is it? Tell us how you.
My name's Tony Andrews. I just purchased it and closed on it today.
Oh.
So it's no longer San Prantello's, but it's now Monterey Place. We'll be shut down for about a week, opening next Wednesday, the 17th. The concept of the restaurant will be very similar to what it is now, minus the 50-year-old menu. It's going to be a lot fresher. But we're going to be gourmet pizzas, traditional pizzas, Italian dishes and pastas, some American cuisine. To me, an important part of the concept of the restaurant is that we're really going to dig deep into the local roots of the Geneva and the Tri-Cities area. We're going to focus on local artists. I've got artists that have volunteered to display their art on our walls. We are going to have a lot of local musicians that will be playing there on Fridays and Saturday nights, so we're really hoping to beef up the nightlife. We'll be doing a lot of joint fundraisers to raise money for local Tri-Cities charities to help children, things like that. So we just really are going to have a lot of community involvement to go along with what we hope is really great food and service for everybody. So thanks a lot for voting us in. I appreciate that. And does anyone have any other questions?
Remarks.
That's a good question. We are going to be open for lunch every day, which it has not been recently. So every day will be from 11 in the morning until either, on Thursday through Saturday, probably 1 a.m.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure how late we'll end up needing to stay open on the other nights. We'll kind of play that by ear.
That's fine.
So this will be the new improved San Prantello's.
No, nothing to do with San Prantello's.
Just new.
Monterey Place. The new Monterey Place. I got my shirt yesterday, so I'm wearing it proudly. Anything else?
Alderman.
Yes, Sam.
Mr. Andrews, I'd like to introduce you to Mrs. Jean Gaines in the back row, president of the Chamber of Commerce. Lady that you'll want to talk to, or one of her assistants, and plan the outing that you were talking about earlier.
Sure, sure. Thank you, Mr. Hill. I'll get with her tonight. Anything else?
Yes, Alderman Piper.
How long before you open up?
Well, we're going to open up next Wednesday. Actually, we'll do a soft opening next Tuesday, which is the 16th, but we'll officially open on Wednesday the 17th.
Okay, and as far as the pizza goes, how thin is thin?
It's going to be a little...
Come on.
It's going to be we're going to have what we call a honey crust for our thin pizzas. It'll be slightly thinner and crisper than what you're used to now at San Prantello's.
Okay, good. Thank you.
I know. We're in the Chicago area. Everyone's a pizza connoisseur.
Absolutely. Plenty of it.
As I mentioned to you before, I'm a regular at the other restaurant that used to be there. And I'm looking forward to coming in on Thursdays like I normally do, and looking forward to your thin, extra thin, crispy pizza because that's my favorite.
That's your specialty.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, that's my favorite. I don't know if it's my specialty, but it's my.
Well, I hope you enjoy it. I'll always be open for criticism. I'm sure I'll get lots of it.
We'll just keep asking you for getting a little. Thinner.
Get a little thinner. Okay.
All right.
Who else has something?
Well.
Okay.
Welcome to town.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm looking forward to seeing you all a bunch there.
So that'll be on the consent agenda next week. E, consider draft resolution authorizing an easement agreement with Geneva High School, District Number 304, for electric line upgrades at Western Avenue School.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Marks and Alderman Brown. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Passes. consider waiving the requirement professional services selection process and approval of draft resolution awarding engineering agreement for well number 10 rehabilitation to Rempe Sharp.
Move approval.
Second.
Alderman Hill, Alderman Vogelsberg. Any questions? Nope. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item G, consider draft resolution amending lease with Verizon to change the effective date or the effective commencement date.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Marks, Alderman Dantino, any questions? Alderman Brown.
I guess I address this question to Ms. Dawkins. This is somewhat routine, just to, or is it? You weren't involved. Okay, I guessed wrong. Sorry.
That's okay. The reason behind this is the original lease agreement had a date of October the 5th. The lease was actually signed by Verizon on October the 6th. In there, there was a clause that said that if it was signed after that date, that the lease could be null and void. Neither parties wanted to go there, so we just went ahead and agreed to change the dates. So I'll... Attorney Radovich is the one that forwarded this along to me.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other questions? Nope. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Consider draft resolution authorizing agreement with State Collection Services, Inc. for utility bill collection services.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Brown and Alderman Marks. Questions? Alderman Flanagan.
Yes, thank you, Chairman Madra. I guess this goes to Stephanie because I have a question. There was a 25% for normal collections, but then there's a 35% for attorney. How does that work? Just give me a...
Just typically, if it's not, if there comes to some further down the road and we have to involve attorneys and all that, then they would get a larger percentage because they have a greater expense.
Okay.
But again, we don't pay anything unless they are actually successful in collecting money on our behalf. I will make a note that we did send out the RFP, and you'll notice we only got four responses.
Right.
We had a lot more interest, but our book of business is just not large enough, so some of the bigger companies just aren't interested.
And so the other RFP responders have the same type of clause in theirs, too?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Alderman Dantino?
I guess my question is, how big is our book of business that you just mentioned?
I don't know off the top of my head, but, I mean, certainly any time we have bills that go to collection, we send them out. But they're looking for large companies.
Right.
I mean, we have 10,000 utility customers. I don't know the percentage that go to collection. It's not that high.
I would hope not, but yeah. Okay, thanks.
But they're looking for big.
Understand.
Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a local company located in the First Ward. We've used them before. They're just a name change.
Correct.
A purchase by, I hope, the previous work they were.
Yeah, we were actually satisfied with the work. What happened when the name change came through, they wanted us to sign a new agreement, and we thought that was an appropriate time to go out for a bid and making sure we were getting the best rate, and actually it did work to our benefit. We are paying less than we were, I mean, we are paying less to them than we were previously under the old agreement.
I'm glad you went out, and I'm glad that it was a local company that managed to win the contract. Thank you.
Okay, any other questions? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. All right. A sprint to the finish. Consider draft resolutions to declare surplus, advertise, and negotiate the sale of public properties located adjacent to 500 South 3rd Street and 577 South 3rd Street.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Piper, second by Hill. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item passes. All right, we're down to new business. Alderman Singer, I believe you have some new business.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. First and foremost, I think what we'd like to do is let's all give a big shout out and a happy birthday for Alderman Sam Hill.
Yay!
more plant than me.
It's Sam's semi-demi-tricentennial anniversary.
Yes,
that's
but
what I hear.
I didn't want to mention the year. That was not
appropriate. Well, we'll
appropriate.
Let people figure it out.
I'm hoping to make it to the city's 200th birthday, which will be in 25 more years. You deserve it, probably.
And if I may continue, Mr. Chairman.
You may.
Thank you, sir. This is a mention from the Warriors Watch. And this weekend, the Grasshorns, it's a family in Geneva, was proud to welcome home their son, Keith, who retired from the Air Force after 10 years of service. He was in the Air Force from 1999 to 2009, stationed at the Moody Air Base, Air Force Base in Georgia. He was deployed 9 times, and each deployment was for 3 to 6 months. He'd served in Kuwait, Iraq, Afghanistan. His unit was also heavily involved in rescue efforts of Hurricane Katrina and other hurricanes in Texas. So welcome home, Staff Sergeant Keith Robert Grasshorn. And nice to have you back with us in Geneva, safe and sound. And as a segue, I would like to also invite all our council members and the citizens of Geneva to attend on November 11th. The Colored Guard of the American Legion Post 75 will be giving its traditional rifle salute at State Street and 3rd at 11 a.m. So please, all of you try and be there. I think you'll find it rather invigorating, and it would be my pleasure to be part of that process and as well to be someone who is recognized as a veteran, as myself. It's very heartening for me to be part of this program. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Alderman Hill.
Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would just like to point out that those of us who have the opportunity to say to our fellow Marines, Semper Fi, happy birthday, 235th birthday, on November the 10th. And I had the pleasure of being in the Marine Corps Reserve, never serving overseas to be a veteran like others, but I did serve my time and survived it. But it is the 235th birthday for the Marine Corps on the 10th. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Alderman
and I guess since we're celebrating birthdays, I think that even though Alderman Pollack is not here, I think he's celebrating his birthday on November 12th, isn't it? Somewhere along the line, he's celebrating his birthday this week. That's all I know. So if he's listening or if he's going to be listening to this cast, I think we should wish him a happy birthday.
Anybody else? All right, I'll take one as long as we're doing birthdays. Today's November 8th. Alderman Hill and my wife share a birth date, not a birth year, and there's no way she's ever going to watch this, but just in case. happy birthday, Karen. All right, with that, a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Come on, let's keep going.
Yeah, good job.
Good job.
What do we do?
That's it. Thanks. Good night.